Last night, Republican Mark Harris attended a meeting of Mecklenburg Republicans at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Government Center. A group of reporters wanted to ask him questions about the state's investigation into fraud in the 9th congressional district election. But Harris quickly left by a back staircase, setting off a fire alarm as he left the building. Today, Harris apologized and sat down for numerous interviews with reporters. One of those interviews was with WFAE's Steve Harrison.
At his South Charlotte home, Mark Harris defended his relationship with Bladen County political operative McCray Dallas, the man at the heart of the investigation into fraud in the still uncalled 9th Congressional District. Harris said he and Dallas talked frequently during their two campaigns. Dallas often gave Harris updates on how his unusual absentee mail vote program was faring. And Harris, a former pastor at Charlotte's First Baptist Church, said they had a close relationship.
You know, I guess you could even say I almost took on a pastorly role to McCray Dallas. I mean, I found him to be a very enjoyable individual that I chatted with. And you know, again, everybody that I had talked to seemed to respect him and seemed to love him. And I had, you know, no reason to think otherwise.
2 years ago, Dallas worked for Todd Johnson, one of Harris's opponents in the Republican primary, helping him get 221 out of 226 absentee by mail votes in Bladen County. Harris narrowly lost that primary to Robert Pittenger. Harris says he asked an attorney whether that lopsided result for Johnson was correct.
Well, is there not something in Bladen County that may have occurred here? Because I see Todd Johnson won this pretty handily. Could some of those votes have been meant for me?
Harris says he was told the result was okay. The Washington Post has reported that people close to Harris told him there was likely fraud in Bladen County that cost him the race. Though Harris says he was personally curious about the absentee mail results, he says the Post report isn't correct and that people close to him did not tell him there had been any fraud.
No. I mean, the only thing that people would say is that it was unusual.
Harris said he decided to hire Dallas a year later after meeting with a number of Bladen politicians, including Commissioner Ray Britt. He says everyone there vouched for Dallas and that Dallas himself explained how his program worked.
Going into that meeting, when you see 221 out of 226, was there part of you thinking like, wait a minute, is this legit?
No, well, I mean, I certainly, going into it, keep in mind, months had passed, obviously, from June of 16, and I'm now in April of 17. And the whole thing is that I quickly realized, in a small town like Elizabethtown, in a small county like Bladen County, everybody knows everybody. See, that's one of the big differences I think that sometimes people miss is the relationships.
He says Dallas told him he and his employees would never collect absentee mail ballots from voters. That's illegal, but there have been numerous interviews from voters and Dallas employees who've said that such ballot harvesting happened frequently. Dallas's first race for Harris was the 2018 primary. Overall, Harris narrowly beat Pittenger, but crushed him with the mail-in absentee vote in Bladen County. He got 437 absentee mail votes to Pittenger's 12. Harris was asked whether he should have been more skeptical of those results and asked himself whether it was too good to be true. He referred again to the uniqueness of the so-called program.
No, because again, if you'll go back to the program, I mean, when I was, as you said, sold on this program that he was going to do, which again had been verified, was legal and was following the letter of the law, and it was relationships, nobody else was focusing on that. So why would I expect that success was a bad thing?
Since the scandal broke, Harris said he hasn't spoken to Dallas since early December.
Not since December 3rd. That was when we, you know, when it first happened, the 27th, I was in Washington, and he reached out to say, what in the world, and all of this is going on.
He has not spoken at all to Andy Yates, who leads the Red Dome Group, a political consultant working for Harris who paid Dallas. The Red Dome Group has been subpoenaed along with Dallas and the Harris campaign. Harris was asked whether he would hire Dallas again if Dallas had been found to have illegally collected absentee mail ballots and then completed whatever punishment he was given by prosecutors. Harris said he couldn't address a hypothetical of what Dallas did or didn't do.
Steve, that is such a hypothetical situation, and I really am careful not to get into hypotheticals because there is an ongoing investigation.
There is no elections board until January 31st when a newly appointed board is enacted by law. That board will decide whether to call for a new election or certify Harris as the winner. Harris believes the board should continue investigating to determine if there was any fraud. But he says his 905-vote lead over Democrat Dan McCready is larger than all the absentee mail votes he received in Bladen and Robeson counties combined. But what if ballots were destroyed that were marked for McCready? Harris says it depends on how many.
Well, again, I think you have to look at the number. Obviously, I think the people involved, and I've said this from the beginning, if any laws have been broken, then the individuals that have broken those laws should be prosecuted. I mean, I believe that with all of my heart.
Harris also apologized for his hasty departure Monday night from the government center, where he set off a fire alarm. He said an employee at the government center told him it was okay to leave that way.
In hindsight, quite frankly, Steve, it was a rookie error. And this is all new to me.
Harris said he wanted to get home quickly to watch the Alabama-Clemson football game. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.